Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, aka Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today my mind keeps going back to a line that we heard from this previous celebration of the Mass this past Sunday on Christ the King. And it's from the prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 34, in which we hear about God calling himself, referring to himself as the Good Shepherd, as the ultimate shepherd, as the shepherd, capital T, the shepherd. And there's a line in there about him being the rescuer, and he will go to rescue his sheep. He rescues them where they are at. And for me, that just provides so much comfort, because one of the things that's been coming up regularly in my preaching is I've been putting forward challenging questions, questions of, you know, reflection, retrospection, these sort of things. But I always put the caveat in that when we ask ourselves these questions and we mull over these questions and we ponder these questions and we look at ourselves through these questions, it is not a means of condemnation. We don't do these things to condemn ourselves. We do them to become revealed to ourselves. These questions are means of revelation, not capital R, but little r, revelation of us to us via the light of God. And one of the things that struck me about this line from Ezekiel is that even in our sins, the Lord comes to us. He doesn't want us to remain in that place of sin. He even goes to the prodigal son via his memories. You know, and this prodigal son is able to remember his father and respond to that experience. So the Lord meets us where we're at in order to bring us where we are called to be. He doesn't want us to remain in our sin. He doesn't want us to remain in that lifestyle. Now we have the choice of whether or not to respond to him. This is true. We can choose to remain in that state. We can choose to remain in our sin. We can choose to remain in the muck. And there's a variety of reasons why a person may do that or may choose to do that. But it is not something fated for us. We have the choice to respond to the outreach of our Lord, who meets us where we're at. No matter how deep we are into sin, salvation is still possible for us because of what Christ has gone through on the cross. So our sins will lie to us and say we are irredeemable. And I say hogwash, pish posh, push to the side because of that reading from Ezekiel that speaks about our shepherd coming to us where we're at. So those thoughts that our sins speak to us, that the evil one wants to rob us of our hope by consuming us with the gift of despair and gift in the most corrupted form of that word that's imaginable, you know, to keep us from realizing how close the shepherd is to us and how the shepherd reaches out to us and how the shepherd calls to us and how the shepherd wants us. We are not meant for despair. We are meant for hope. Hope that is always being extended to us and is always being gifted to us, that is always meant for us in this life. For our shepherd is also the rescuer who comes to us in our moments of downfall, in our moments of trial, in our moments of struggle, and etc. He may come in ways we don't know. He may come in ways that challenge us, but he will be there. And he reveals us to ourselves to help us to understand how rough of a situation we are in and what does it mean for him to come to be with us in that place. Part of it may be thrusted upon us by the world in which we're in, but part of it may be because of our own choices and our own actions and etc. But we are not slated for hell. We are not meant for hell. We are meant for heaven, where there is a room prepared for us by the Son himself, a promise that he has made to us. And we hear about it in John chapter 14. So lots going on here. My mind keeps going back to that line from Ezekiel. And as I mentioned in previous podcast, Ezekiel is one of my favorite prophets. And that chapter, because there's some rough words that we don't hear about, but there's rough words early on that, hey, the shepherds of Israel are not doing that well. That's why I have to step in as the Lord. And as the one that was called to be a priest, that kind of puts the fear of God in me. So lots going on. But I wanted to put this out there because we're in a time where despair is knocking at so many doors. And we have a lot of things that are on the rise, like suicide and drug use and spouse, all these sort of things. We need not give ourselves over to despair. We are called to hope. We are called to hope. And one of the foundations of the hope is that our good shepherd comes to us to rescue us, to save us, and he meets us where we're at, no matter how deep into a life of sin that we are. May we find ourselves renewed through the gift of Christ being our King, and may our hearts once again say yes to the hope that he extends to us so we can be raised up and journey with him through this life that he has given over to us in the power of the Spirit. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you can leave a review, please do that. It really does help us out here. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There at my website, thefrankfryer.com, you can find links to videos I've made, things I've written. You can email me through that website, all this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.